Hello, and for the final time this season, welcome to the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast. Game Week 38 has been and gone. The 17-18 season is over. We're still here to analyse the agony just one more time. It's been big signings, bigger disappointments, there's been broken records, probably a few broken phones. And again, we all use the right chips in all the wrong places. And for the very last time this season, I'm joined by a man of many personas. He's been Emirates Gary, he's been Cockaleaky Sue, and he's even been at some points this season the second best fantasy football player on this podcast. It's comedian Tom Holmes.
Oi!
He is joined, as always, by a man who hates VAR almost as much as he hates my quizzes. He's officially one of the top 1,000 FPL players in the world this season. It's fantasy football expert Ash Kernsworth.
Ahoy!
And me, the guy who says hello at the start and goodbye at the end, Craig Hazel.
Oh, little Craigie Hazel.
Nice, that's good.
We did it, guys. We got past game week 38.
Fuck, yes.
We well, got there. The season is over.
Our fourth season is mental. Of broadcasting is in the can.
Done.
Fourth season is done. And it has been quite the season. Not just Premier League wise, but you know, fantasy football league wise, us wise. Ash has had a great season. We're going to talk about
it more.
It's been a great season where he has reasserted his dominance.
You can now officially comment on that. FPL expert in your Twitter bio now.
Yeah, you can.
You're allowed. We'll let you have it.
And then
I never put stuff like that. Maybe I should.
And then work out the percentage to make it really flattering, because that's what they all do.
Yeah, that would be a good percentage.
That is what they all do, isn't it? But it's been quite the season. We had a change of chips. That was big.
Chippy chip chips. Yes, the introduction of the free hit chip, which this time last year, what free hit chip? We couldn't even imagine it, could we?
Right.
What kind of a world where you had a free hit chip?
Yeah. Like, we all experienced VAR chips come in.
Imagine VAR chip could be a thing. We've got some questions about that.
And obviously, we are going to go through the game week itself, but the season as a whole, it is worth looking back on. The all-out attack chip that was before, rubbish. I much prefer free hit. So much
Everyone
more tactical.
Attack.
Oh, that other one was pointless, wasn't
all-out
it?
All-out attack, yeah, it was dog shit.
Absolutely so pointless.
Shit. Everyone hated it. And free hit... we have a question about it later, but I think that a lot of people realise, possibly too late, when the ideal time to use it is. Like me, I use mine in game week 6. Don't know why. Can't remember now why I did it. Don't know why. Just did it. Just spunked it. Just wanted to see what happened.
I wonder if I can check one.
Yeah. But that was there. We all know now how the best place to use it. I think you can sum up the season in two words, and that is Mo Salah.
Yeah.
Mo Salah. He's from Egypt, little Mo Salah. Mm.
That's the chart that's sweeping the nation.
Yeah, that hasn't caught on as much as I thought it would.
And it is weird that a team that finished fourth, granted they're in Champions League final still to play, that Mo Salah did dominate fantasy football season completely. If you didn't have him.
Highest fantasy Premier League point scorer of all time. Well, in one season.
From a fourth place team as well.
That's mad, isn't it? And not even a striker in the game as well.
No.
I think that's...
Little midfielder. He's from Egypt.
Obviously, I think probably why I had a good season. Mm. Right, I had him in
Yeah, yeah, you had him from the off.
Well, I'm not going to make a good season. God, it's going to be a fucking long podcast if you keep saying that. Jesus.
That's
Christ.
Why, for me, you're right. That's why, for me, I had a mediocre season.
It was average. Yeah. Well, to be fair, it's not the best season you've had, is it? Exactly. Let's be honest.
Does he stay as a midfielder next season, or does he go to a forward?
He's going to be a 13 million forward, isn't he?
Well, I think if he goes to the forward, you have to reclass everybody.
Oh,
I think there has to be a lot of reclassification, because the whole, you know, change of formation in general by most teams. But yeah, you'd have thought, obviously, if you'd have said at the beginning of the season that Man City would only lose two games that have 100 points, you'd have bet that one of those boys had the top score of the season. But no, they did not. Did no get the top score? No. Mo Salah did the business there. And obviously relegated in the Premier League. There's some fantasy football players we're never going to see again. Swansea, Stoke and West Brom have all gone. It's the end of Rondon.
It's the end of the Rondon.
Oh, and both the IUs.
Yeah.
Oh,
the IU brothers, Rondon.
Oh my God. Because obviously we found out this season, another big thing for the 2017-18 season, we found out that Ash has a weird sort of, I don't know if it's sexual or what, but he has this weird love for footballing brothers,
yeah,
especially if they play together, which the IU boys do, which yeah. is lovely.
And we're losing Yaya as well.
Oh my god,
this is like
Yaya claims he wants to play for a Premier League club.
Yeah, all right, mate. Don't know if that's going to happen. So do I. Is that going to be in the news? Tommy Arms wants to dust off his tits and get back out in the game.
But there's a few players that are going to leave the fantasy football world for a little while. And Rondon and the IU brothers are Fabianski.
Oh. I'm going to say to you, Peter Crouch, if you don't mind me saying.
Yeah.
Who do you think? Crouch. Okay, so the question
is, Crouchy not in the Premier League.
Who do we think is going to come back?
Shaqiri all day long.
Fabianski comes back.
Fabianski has been one of the best, third, fourth best keeper. And the fact that he's played for a relegated side, he's got to be top five.
But there's always a keeper that gets relegated that does really well.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not being funny, but there's a club pretty close to your heart that would happily take Fabianski, you know, Ash?
Oh, that is a shout, yeah.
I think it'd be a great signing for West Ham, wouldn't he?
Not bad, cool.
Alfie Mawson from Swansea could find his way back to the Premier League, I think, as well. He probably wants
Tammy Abraham.
Well, he's a Chelsea player. So
that's true. Yeah,
he'll probably go on loan again, but I don't know. Good riddance. West Brom, Stoke, and Swansea. most of them are gone, and that's absolutely fine by us. And obviously, Champions League still to play for, which could determine where some of those players end up. Some people think Salah won't be here, but we will have a quick look back at the fixtures. We won't go for the usual analysis as we do because there's no game week to look forward to. But it did have a big impact on final league positions for both you lot and us. And also, there was just some little occasions within these games that are noteworthy, whether it be...
There were some nice little bits of poetic, not poetic justice, but it sort of tied up the season nicely, didn't it, on a few occasions.
Also, an early shout out to the people that came to the Gaffer Tapes meetup, where we watched all of these games simultaneously. In like a simulcast, mind-melting. Well, they had two games on, the two most boring ones, and then we were following the scores. It was good. It was like...
Because in my head, I just pictured 10 of you watching 10 games simultaneously without talking to each other. I was like, that sounds all right.
Watching your own game.
Yeah. We all sat back in a big circle, back to back.
Yeah.
Just furiously masturbating.
Yeah, exactly. But the Burnley lost their last game at home to Bournemouth, which is uncharacteristic for them. And bloody Tom, just to sum it all up, gets it slightly wrong.
Well, yes. Wood, who I backed, I kept doing it, not just because I kept saying things like, I want Wood and stuff like that. Oh, get me Wood in my face. I can't put Wood down. But I got rid of him and he fucking scored, the prick. So thanks, mate. Previous talks to the town, King and... old surfboard boy, old Wilson, Ash's mate, Wilson.
Yeah, all of our mates, apparently.
Scored as well.
It was one of those games with nothing to play for, really, and Palace, West Brom was the same, and Palace have been in quite good nick, and Wilf Zaha...
Oh, that's your boyfriend, mate.
Gets a goal, and PVA Glue gets a goal, Patrick Van Aanholt.
PVA, strong finish for them boys.
Strong. Arsene Wenger...
Sticky.
...actually won his last game.
Sticky situation.
Hey!
Arsene.
Merci, Arsene.
Yeah. Did you see Piers Morgan, without irony, said that he should be honoured?
What a fucking dickhead.
He spent about 4 years undermining the fella and then goes, no, but we should honour him. So, how about honouring him by just shutting up?
Talk about fucking turncoat. There you go.
Yeah.
Oh, not that this is anything to do with Piers Morgan, but it just made me think. Jeremy Clarkson, have you seen him on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
I've not really watched it.
You know, he's hosting. You know what he did? Fucking hell. He gave someone the wrong answer. So one of the things is you know the lifeline. One of them is ask Piers. One of them, so they can use a lifeline to ask the host. He gave him the wrong answer.
Ask Jeremy Clarkson, you mean? Not ask Piers.
Oh, sorry. Yeah,
Piers Morgan in a box.
Yeah, they just wheel him on and go, ask this fella.
I bet he can only guess. He doesn't know the answer.
He
hasn't got an earpiece in. So. But then the question was like, what is this animal? And he, the fella said, it's a sheep. Final answer. And Clarkson went, I know you're right, so I'm not even going to wait until it turns green. You're right, you've got £64,000. Oh. And then he went, no, it's not, it's a goat. And he looked like such a fucking dickhead. It was incredible.
Wow.
Oh, look it up. It's so cringy.
He is a dickhead.
Oh, my God. But he keeps doing so much stuff like that. He's lost so many people so much money.
But I wonder what... Because I get there's a whole nostalgia thing about bringing it back in the short term. And if they wanted to do it with like a completely different angle and like a young new host and they had like, so we've got Joe Lycett just making fun of them throughout, I'd be like, okay, they just want to do a different flavour. But bear in mind, Clarkson's are just a bloke in his 50s and 60s anyway. Why isn't Tarrant just doing it again?
Yeah, that's true. But it's kind of what Clarkson's been doing, is taking the piss out of him. And it's also like, he's obviously now, his thing is to fucking lose people money and be an embarrassing tool.
But Clarkson makes fun of people without any charm or likability.
Yeah.
So it's a weird one. But I don't, to be honest, with Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, it obviously was groundbreaking and brilliant when it first came out. And then you had the coughing major, which was brilliant. But for the last few years, it's actually quite a boring format to watch. It takes forever.
If we're going down this route, I've got a fun fact. Yeah. I used to live next door to that guy.
What?
The guy who did the coffin thing.
Charles Ingram.
Major Charles Ingram.
Yeah.
Did you? Did you live on some kind of estate or something?
He's like out in the country.
Well, he was pheasant boy. Used to go and catch. I'll get your pheasants for you, Mr.
One day, quite a while after it happened,
like
walking down the street to the bus stop whilst going to college or whatever, fuck ton of like news people just turned up in like a little village in the middle of nowhere. We're just like crowding around. I thought someone had been killed or something. No, like, no, it's the guy who wants to be a millionaire.
You should go out to him and go, do you want to lock it, mate? So how that fucking cough.
How many bad coughing jokes do you think he had to deal with?
Oh, so many.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. You know, there's a West End play about him now called Quiz. It's on in the West End now.
Weird. I can't believe he's never done. You know, like where Southgate missed that penalty, brings him back round to football professional.
Well done. And he did the pizza ads,
I can't believe he hasn't got like a Lockett's advert.
You would have thought so, wouldn't you?
Oh, wow.
Even Lockett's can sort out this guy's cough. I'm sorry, mother. I coughed. I didn't mean to. Have a Lockett.
But he wasn't the one who coughed.
No,
sorry to be a dick.
True.
I
thought that was good, and I'm going to try and get you a job in advertising after that.
Yeah, good. Thanks. Thank you, Greg.
Sorry, guys. Liverpool. Liverpool did an un-Liverpool-y thing. They actually comfortably won 4-0. And yes, Salah gets a goal. Did either of you watch the game? Ash did. Ash was watching 10 games at once, though.
No. I was out feeding the ducks. We're going to get to what happened to me. But yeah, I was out feeding the
ducks. There was a moment which will have definitely somewhere in the world cost them the mini-league, where, bearing in mind Liverpool haven't secured fourth at this point, they're 1-0 up, Chelsea aren't yet losing, and Mane gets put through one-on-one.
Oh, yeah.
And he just tries to help a mate out and give it to Salah. And he stops and just passes it when he could have just put it away. And obviously it goes wrong. At that point, me with Mane was absolutely livid. Like, and someone across the country has been fucked by that. Because it was so unprofessional. If they had lost fourth place because of that, it'd have been ridiculous. But they didn't. They obviously absolutely smashed them. Andy Robertson even scored.
Oh, his goddamn tits, Andy Robertson, boys, with a goal. Massive points there down his tits. Robertson, massive. I think the biggest game week 38 scorer.
Really?
I believe so. I might be wrong, but I believe
he's definitely got a lot of points.
He was on my bench.
But yeah, Salah 32. Yeah, 303 points overall for Salah in Fantasy Premier League. That is that's a single season record.
Oh, yeah, Robertson and Van Aanholt were level, weren't they? On
PBA and Robertson, yeah. Which is nice. United won as well, 1-0.
So United. Classic United.
Yeah, a bit of a popular differential pick, Rashford, because Lukaku was injured, I believe. Is that correct? Didn't play at all?
Unknown.
Is that right?
No, I don't know, actually. I
know that he was a doubt, so a lot of people tweeted us their teams and they had Rashford.
It's a good pick.
Yeah, and he scored. He scored the only goal, so not bad. There was no De Gea. He rested De Gea.
Oh.
Which was a pain in the fucking tits.
Wasn't great for Tom, that.
Although I bet loads of people, had De Gea rested, Fabianski came in.
Yeah.
That would have happened to a lot of them.
Me, mate.
Oh, because at the thing, there were so many people who, like, just before kickoff, like, mega confident. I've got the team. This is it. I'm going to smash it. I'm going to get in the top 10.
Yeah.
This is it. And then it was like they announced the lineups and everyone's team was decimated.
So much going on.
Before you had substitutes, how many players did you guys have playing?
It was slightly different. Craig played his bench boost, but out of my starting 11, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, maybe 5 missing.
Wow.
Four or five.
I
only one on my bench playing.
Think I lost out on, what was it? Two. I lost out on Otamendi, who is just always going to be a rotation risk with City.
Yeah.
And then Vertonghen, I think, got injured in a warm-up.
Oh, he got injured in the fucking warm-up.
So at that point, I was very annoyed. But
I was loving it at that point. I was like, oh, Craig ain't getting a fucking catch, bro.
Yeah, but
one of the cheeky little people that was there had nine.
Couldn't think of their names. Little cheeky little people.
Give me a noun. Yeah.
They had nine players.
Nine.
They had every player that didn't play.
Oh, God, rotate out. Oh, they
had brutal. Nine players not playing.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, fucking hell.
Yeah, it was brutal. Like, every time they announced someone, like they had Vertonghen, it was like, oh, my God. Yeah.
Or they had eight players not playing. They were like, at least I've got Vertonghen.
Yeah, exactly.
He'd just been injured in the fucking warm up. How's your luck?
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Was it Robbie L? He was playing, he was stretching the warm up. And not only did he injure himself, his willy popped out. Did you ever see that? He lunged or something, his short snapped, his knob fell out and he got injured.
What are you thinking of?
I mean, I don't want to buy into stereotypes, but if you can injure yourself because your knob pops out, then that says quite a lot.
But, it was Robbie Earl, wasn't it? But yeah, really, really good. I remember that. Maybe someone could send us a link if there's a video of him.
So Robbie Earl's penis, that'd be great.
His knob falling out, and him injuring himself.
So,
oh, that made me laugh.
Chelsea had a pretty,
yeah, talking
pretty
of knobs,
pretty good season.
Talking of knobs, 11 of them lost on Bloody Weekend. Chelsea.
Yeah, they were awful. They were really awful.
Dog shit, wasn't it? Yeah, Perez Brace, if you don't mind me saying.
I don't mind you saying it at all.
So oh, wow, yes.
Perez Brace. And also, fucking hell, a goal for Dwight Gale, which means that we can officially announce that it is...
Oh, no.
The Gaffer Tapes versus the Sun Dream Team FC. It's Tammy Abraham 5, Dwight Gale 6. On the last day of the season, they were neck and neck fucking ages.
Which I think we owed them a stapler. I don't know what it is.
It's a bag of tangerines and a stapler, mate. Don't be silly.
I think one thing it does show more than anything is that both of us are shit, really.
In our defence, it wasn't that they were going to be brilliant. It was that one was going to be better than the other.
So for anyone that wasn't listening, at the very start of the season, Craig was on TalkSport.
Yeah.
Andrew Butler from Dream Team. And they had a little conversation about who this kind of outside picks are. And Craig said Tammy. Andrew said Dwight Gale. So then we had this little, the Gaffer Tapes versus Sun Dream Team. And they beat us. They beat us. Like we beat them at the FBA's 2016 to pick up the best podcast award. I'll get that one in there. So good luck.
We'll write that on the tangerines.
Yeah.
Send them off.
It's not quite an FBA, mate, but no. Have a tangerine. All the best. No, love them. Great guys.
Bloody good bloke. Bloody good rep. And Man City just reached 100 points by the skin of their teeth with Jesus. In a tweet ran around the other day, 4 years ago, he was painting the walls for the World Cup in Brazil, and now he's captaining them in a friendly coming up before the...
soon he'll be bloody painting the town red or blue, if he wants to. His choice. Different choices. He started on the fucking bench.
That wasn't the biggest headline of that game, though.
No. That's crazy. So did you hear about this? Edison. Keeper wasn't even playing, got a fucking yellow card.
-1.
Did anybody, because he didn't play, did the -1 count to anybody?
Yeah, he got the -1.
Yeah, a few people, because I don't think they realised that he was going to necessarily get rotated. So yeah,
substitute keeper come in?
No, I don't think so.
No, because
we definitely had people tweeting us annoyed that he got the -1, so I'm assuming that he didn't continue
it's
to
so
be on the
great.
Bench.
It's brilliant.
That's mad, isn't it? I like that Craig tweeted from the Gaffer account something about someone said, I can't believe it. He's got -1. Oh no, he got a yellow card and he didn't even play. And Craig says, I think that was just because of his haircut. Which is quite nice because he does have a shocking haircut.
He does have a bad haircut, doesn't he?
Talking of that game,
mm-hmm.
Jesus saved my game week.
Did
he did something.
He helped
something beautiful. So the morning of the, on the way up on the train, with a few of the Gafferazzis on the train.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, I think I'm in an hour in. I'm going to get rid of Jesus. Brought in a Bamiyang. Bamiyang scores. And in one of my mini leagues, I'm in the Reddit mini league. And I dropped down to 5th out of 40 of like, these are supposed to be like FPL experts. And I dropped down to 5th and was battling like with the people around me. Like the guy who was like 6th and the guy who was 4th. Within a point of each other. So I was like, shit. Ended up making 30 points on the guy who was first, but he would have beaten me by 1 point if fucking Jesus hadn't taken his shirt off. Jesus took his shirt off, got booked. We became level on points. I won the whole mini league on transfers made.
Really?
Joint level on points because I didn't take any transfers all season. On the league.
Beautiful.
And that bloody last time Jesus took his shirt off, he wasn't seen for 3 days.
Yay!
No. That has got to have been like so fucking annoying for people when he scored.
For what? For Jesus when he got crucified? Or this
yeah,
Jesus
it was
for
annoying. The smell.
Oh, mucky. a crown of thorns, no thanks.
Then the game between two of the worst teams in the league was Stoke and Swansea. Swansea couldn't even muster up a win at home in the last game of the season.
Stoke take Swansea down with them.
And Crouch gets a goal. And that, could that be farewell to one of my favourite Premier League players of all time?
What, Crouchy?
I just love him.
Yeah, I like Crouchy. He's sort of synonymous with the Premier League, isn't he?
He's just a good lad.
How many consecutive seasons has he played?
I don't know. A lot.
League?
Who knows? Probably that could come up in the quiz. I wouldn't research it.
17-17.
And Shaqiri misses a penalty. And that was quite upsetting.
Still got the assist and some decent points. He's been fantastic. Surely he stays in the Premier League.
Yeah, someone will give him a game. He's another one who's got West Ham written all over him, to be honest with you.
But, he looks like a little West Ham player.
He does.
I can see him in a little claret and blue shirt.
He does.
I definitely hadn't stopped listening.
Attractive guy.
Shaqiri.
Me.
Playing for West Ham.
I thought for ages that Crouch should play for West Ham so that when they...
Him and Andy Carroll.
No, not together. When Andy Carroll's injured, which is always, they can play Crouch. Then you can play the fucking same system every week.
Were you thinking of putting Crouch and Andy Carroll on top of each other's shoulders with a long overcoat like a kid getting into the cinema?
Imagine that.
Oh, so busted.
A 15-foot man.
Yeah. A 15-foot man with like three
legs.
He'd
be the most agile player, would it? Crouch on Carroll's shoulders or the other way around.
Crouch on top of Carroll.
That's like one of the things, you know, where people say...
Crouch on top of Carroll. Crouch on top of Carroll. That's one of Phil Mitchell's favourite...
I was going to go with...
I was thinking Kathy Beale, wasn't I? And I said Carol.
You've had a shocker.
I don't know why.
That sounds like one of those things, you know, where they do a film about it. Like, oh, actually, it doesn't say anything in the rule book that you can't stand on someone's shoulder.
Yeah.
Except for it does. You're not allowed to pick people up like they do in rugby.
That'd be a really short Disney film, wouldn't it, though?
Yeah.
It didn't say we couldn't pick a dog. No, it does. It's rule 24C, so unfortunately that dog can't play.
Yeah.
And while you're there, put the dog down. It looks rabid. And then they shoot the dog in the head, and they go, see you later. That's the fucking end of the film.
Yeah. Kevin said we couldn't play a dog. Yeah, that's 21B. Plus you're a girl, so...
So you can't. We're not allowed that, I'm afraid. But go watch The Mighty Ducks. Bloody great film. Bloody good film. And then the game, if you were to pick one game and just guess the game, because there's always one at the end of the season that has a ridiculous amount of goals in it. Let's be honest, you'd have picked Spurs-Leicester, wouldn't you?
Probably at those. Yeah, possibly.
And it ended 5-4.
I like to use the phrase that I haven't said for a while. Someone on Twitter asked me why I hadn't used it. I'm going to say barnstorming.
Oh.
It's a barnstormer of a game. 9 goals. 2 for Kane. Not enough to get the golden boot, though. But a bloody good final captain pick, as was Monsieur Vardy.
Yeah.
2 for that boy as well.
And if you had them both, you're doing very well.
Well, would you?
If you were a complete lunatic and had Lamella, you'd do well.
Oh, Christ,
captain Lamella, blimey.
No, and he nearly had the hat-trick, but it got taken off him, for an OG.
Mahrez, decent points. I had Mahrez, did not get rid of him. I was going to go Mahrez to Zaha. Craig had Zaha. I was going to do it, but I didn't, because I didn't want so much money left in my bank. And I was like, it feels weird finishing the season with money.
Yeah.
I was like, because you can't take it with you.
I finished with 1.2.
Did you? Yeah. I would have finished with
If you finish the season with money, do you think you should be able to carry some of that over to next season?
I would love that. I really would love that. And I would have done it, but that's why I didn't. I ended up doing Xhaka.
What about if you finish like top 1,000, you should have an extra 0.5 in your budget for next season? Or if you, do you know what I mean? Like your position from the year before could affect your budget.
I tell you what,
it's an incentive to keep playing to the end.
That's a great shout.
Because that way, if you're fucked, if you're not going to win your mini league, there's still something to play for globally because it affects your budget for next year. Not huge, but ranging from like 98 million to 102.
And then to be fair, if you had like a really good one where you finished top 1,000 like 4 years, 5 years in a row, you could actually sell your login details to your FPL team for actual money. Some boffin out there, FPL boffin on Twitter, would fucking buy that shit.
Yeah, they would. True. Yeah. We are just helping the rich get richer. We're effectively making capitalism in FPL. I think we should probably stop before we
FPL capitalism.
That's another account,
on Twitter. So that was nice. But talking about Leicester, lads, we haven't done it for a long, long time. It is time. Probably for the final time ever.
Yeah.
Return to the biggest feature in British broadcasting.
4 years in the making.
4 years in the making. It is, of course, Where's Wallers?
Where's Wallers? Where's Wallers?
He's just getting a clean sheet for Wisla Krakow.
in that picture, doesn't he look like he's sort of turned into like a real MMA version of Giroux?
Yeah, he does. We've said for a while he looks like he could be a cage fighter.
Yeah, he really could.
I like that he's put on his Instagram that he got third game in a row and another clean sheet for Whistler Krakow, which is the team he plays with. And I think that's how I'd like to remember him. That's how we should leave him.
Yeah, well done, Wallace. Thanks for the memories, Wallace.
Still getting clean sheets.
Yeah.
Good on you.
Marcin Mazalewski. Good luck. Well, we know who he is. Whistler Krakow.
Maybe people should, like, we can let it come naturally, but maybe people could also tweet in, who should we follow next year? Who do people feel like?
That's a good shout.
We should follow.
Well, I assumed it was going to be Rolando Ahrens, because obviously he was going to be the talk of the town. He's still my FPL pick of the century.
He's still there.
Is there anyone you'd like the gaffer tapes to stalk? Please get in touch.
Who do we need weekly updates for?
Yeah.
I'd like you to sort my ex-wife, Karen. No, that's not what we mean. Or Carol, whoever she is, because Tom's obsessed with her.
Yeah, crouch on Carol.
Bonus points if it's somebody who's going to reply and come on the podcast.
Yeah, exactly. So, Wallace.
So this week, where's FPL Cucumber?
He's outside. He's been outside for three fucking days trying to get in the prick.
He's just working out that he's the top 73% of FPL players in the world to play in his Twitter bio.
Pretty good.
But yeah, so thank you, Wallace, for the memories. You've given us a lot of joy over the last few years. Even though you don't know, we talk about you all the time. Thank you. And then last game, almost insignificantly, sorry, Ash, was West Ham 2, Everton 1, Lanzini, Arnautovic, and Slip it in the ass. With goals. Everton apparently parting ways with Sam Allardyce. So,
I didn't hear that.
Amazing. On the train, someone tweeted that it was going to be good to see 50,000 people all singing Fuck Off Sam Allardyce. It was nice. There was a lot of harmony in the stadium.
Really?
Because the West Ham fans, Everton fans all hate him.
Of course, yeah.
So it was nice.
Did it happen?
Marco
Silva is his favourite to replace him, who the fans wanted in the first place.
We still haven't got a replacement for Wenger yet, although apparently, I know we did talk about this the other week, but Arteta.
Which is crazy. I think it's crazy.
It is mental, isn't it? He's a number two. And that's not me, you know, being very polite and calling him a shit.
No.
I say number two, he's someone's number two. That doesn't mean that he's specifically someone's shit. He is number two. He's a second, he's a right-hand man. That's not me saying he's a wanker.
I still wouldn't be surprised if Brendan Rodgers doesn't get the gig, but...
Really?
Oh, yeah,
he doesn't even seem to be in the running still, does he?
His odds shortened from 14-1 to 7-2.
Oh, blimey.
It'd be good if Brendan Rodgers came in and got a 15-year contract and guided them to 8th place.
Oh, yeah, that'd be fantastic, mate. Yeah,
I actually think he would do all right.
He'd do all right. He's not an exciting appointment, but he would do all right. But anyway, what is exciting is we should now look, finally, for the final time this season...
Final time.
...at the Gaffer Tapes Top 10.
Before we do that, boys, I'm sure that you've seen it. We got a jingle for the Top 10 sent in via email.
Did we?
What do you mean, did we? You must have seen it. You didn't see it?
No, what?
I've got it here.
Oh, I'm worried.
Hang on. Oh, no. No, fuck off. It's the top 10. Oh. You bastard, it's the top 10. And your time is shit. Do you have what it takes to get to the top for the gaffer tapes? I'd like to get on top of them and inside them.
Thanks. Thanks. I don't know. That was the weather girls with raining. It's raining men.
If Sue, it's quite a shame because if Sue had asked somebody else to record that, would have been a good jingle.
Would have been good.
Yeah. I love how many man hours that must have taken Tom. Like where he works will be flooded.
Yeah, it's really bad. Tommy the heat maker holds. So thanks Cockaliki Sue for that, for a lovely jingle. It's the top 10, and it is the top 10, Craig. Please,
it is
on.
The final top 10. So for the last time this season, in 10th place, Tom Reed only got 49 points for the week. Salah Gadula in 9th place, up Siggy Sausage of Sausage United.
Out of nowhere, they get in touch if that is your secret sausage. We won't report you to official FPL.
The sausage police.
But we want to know if that's
FPL sausage police.
Sausage police.
In 8th place, it's our very own, the Gaffer Tapes Ash. 103 points for the week. 2,386 for the season. Very well done, Ash.
Crazy.
Well done, mate.
I was something mental, like 40 points off of it. Last week we weren't here, my double game week, I forgot to hit my triple captain Like, I had it on my phone, went to the pub, forgot to press confirm, then realised and was like, oh, I've ruined my season, and was 40 points away from being in the top 10.
Yeah.
When the game week started, it was like, I can't believe it, getting so close. And then I fucking made it to the top 10.
103.
And one above you, also Gafferazzi above you, is Luke Barlow with Doom
Very
Army.
Big shout out to the highest placed Gafferazzi. Pippin me. We've got, there's a Gafferazzi cash league.
Yeah.
I won 50 quid. I'm not sure how much he must have won. Finishing first.
He did.
Very big shout out.
Only 6 points in it, but strong. Two members of the Gafferazzi when you include Ash in that top 10, which is very impressive. In sixth place, it's Niall Owen, Show Me the Money, 85 points up to 2,401. He shared that with Clifty's middling 11. Steve Cliffy led the league for a little while. In fourth place, it's Stevie Sunshine with Cruise Control. You'll recognise all these names now. In third place, the Fedora Fanatics. We'll see 120 points of the week. In second place, Lookman, Ayu Ake, Jeremiah Johnson. And then in the end, he only won the league by 5 points.
Oh, my God.
2,427 points, because he only got 68 for the week. But it doesn't matter, because he's the champ. For fuck's sake, Ake, are you blind? It's Joe romancing the stone.
Joe Stone. Congratulations, big Joe Stone. We tweeted him and we said, congrats, champ. And he said, thanks, guys. I'll be in touch to arrange my date with Sue.
You did actually say that.
There you go. Cheers, Joe. And she's up for anything. Bless her. So
we will, and we'll send you goodies.
We'll send you some stuff. Yeah, get in touch. We'll do that.
But well done, Joe Stone. We look forward to seeing you next year defending your league. And then just before we go to the break, we probably should cover where we all finished, Tom.
Can we give Ash's overall rank of 859?
Yeah, that's excellent.
859 overall in the world out of like 5.8 million.
That's very good.
Great. That's definitely higher than I thought. Great guy. I don't keep saying this. The start of the game week, I was 3,000th.
Really?
Yeah. Amazing. That was such a lucky final game week. Such a skillfully played professional.
Very much so.
Not all heroes wear capes, isn't it?
I'm very impressed.
Yeah, exactly.
I
don't think we need to do that.
I actually think we're running over a bit, boys.
It doesn't matter who finished ahead of who, does it?
Running over your face on the way to second place. That's what we're doing, mate. Read it.
It was a colossal collapse. Craig, for anyone who's not on Twitter, they won't know, but Craig beat me.
So did me and Craig both have 103-point weeks?
No, Craig had a 100-point week. Craig beat me. So game week 37, previous to that we did the pod with Dom, double game week 37. Then we didn't pod last week because you were in New York, and Craig just gained points on me. He gained about 30 points on me.
Tactical mastermind.
1 week. Fuck. Oh, my God. He had this big week. Yeah, he ended up beating me by 25 points overall. Craig, 495th in the Gaffer Tapes League. I can't believe it.
Finished it's over 100 places ahead of you.
Over 100 places ahead of me. 495th. I finished 619. He's a 9-click wanker. I'm a 12-click
wanker. 3-click difference.
The thing was, at about half time, I was still winning.
No.
At half time, I was still winning. Because I was 13 points ahead, and at half time I looked, and there was about 2 points in it, and I was like, that's still 10 points, and I've still got this person, he's playing well, he's going to get bonus, but, and I was like, I think I'm all right. 20 minutes later, I was feeding the ducks with my little boy. Lovely, lovely moment. I looked at my phone, and he's beaten me by 30 points or something.
Fuck. Yeah. Did you have Perez?
I bloody did. I watched his God Dantons, Andy Robertson, Adeyozi Perez.
Oh, he had everyone.
And as I messaged Tom, you know the deal. You now owe me your firstborn.
Yes.
So that's what I said.
It turned into a lovely moment throwing bread into the lake for the ducks. It was like a scene from Dawson's Creek. I just felt like it just all went dark, and I was just throwing stones, just wondering why Joey Potter had left me. It was awful.
That's it. I replace Tom. I move in and take over his family.
He does. He takes over my family, and I have to walk his dog regularly. Yeah.
I tried to do it once before, but Kelly wouldn't leave.
Now she's very impressed with how well you did. So there we go.
Something I did realise, though.
Yeah.
I only finished in the top 10 because I forgot to play my triple captain on the double game week.
Oh, and you'd used
it. I would have played it on Jesus, who got fuck all points.
Yeah.
Followed your advice.
Did it on
played
Salah.
Played it Salah.
I said Salah last day of the season.
Got me.
Should have done it.
13 points.
Yeah, he was my only decent scoring player.
Yeah.
Well done. And Domi Mons finished 612.
At least
in
you beat Domi Mons. At least you were done.
Dominic Monaghan beat me by 1 point. Dominic bloody Monaghan beat me by 1. Oh, that is depressing. That's so bad. Not it's depressing that Dom beat me, but it's just depressing that fucking everyone beat me.
You're uninvited to his barbecue.
Yeah. someone that didn't beat me, though, is Asmir Begovic, who finished 1,088th in the Gaffer Tapes League, 21 click wanker. And just before we go for this part...
21 clicks?
Well, wait for it. It's not over yet. It's going to be, since we returned Wes Wallace, we're going to return the second biggest feature in the British broadcast, and it's the Davis Cup. It is, of course, Tom Davis versus Tom Davis. And I can tell you that Tom Davis from Murder in Successville is 1,530th in the Gaffer Tapes League. Tom Davis, not from Murder in Successville, 678th in the Gaffer Tapes League.
Not really a fight,
Tom
was
Davis,
it?
Tom Davis from Murder in Successville is the 30 click wanker. I don't think he's looked at his team since, I don't know, November. So yeah, there you go. And then Marcel from Love Island, 1,557th in the Gaffer Tapes League, 31 click wanking. So he just not really.
It's a lot of wanking.
Must work harder. Must work harder. But there you go. That's it. That's the bloody league, boys.
That's it.
Very much. Really annoyed Craig's beating me. That is two seasons each we've won out of the four that we've. He's beaten me twice. I've beaten him twice.
And what are the standings overall?
He was busy writing a fucking jingle for Gokkeli. He hasn't had time to look
at
that.
Yeah. Do you know how long that took?
It was
one first place each, wasn't it?
It was, up until this season, not counting what's just happened, we'd all done every position. We'd all finished first, second, and... No, you hadn't finished third, Ash.
Really?
It was.
Yeah.
We did say.
We'd done every position except the crouch on Carol, which neither of us had...
which none of us could do, even though we really wanted to, because we only found a woman called Kathy, which was annoying.
So I think after all of that, we've just reverted back...
to, like, season... season two or something. I can't remember.
What's the point, isn't it?
I'm really annoyed.
But listen... It was an excellent fight. I mean, in the league in general, the league obviously closed for the last few weeks due to popular demand. It'll be back open to the entire world for next year. Tell your friends to get in the league. Tell your friends' friends. Get your workmates. Everyone in the league, make it bigger and better. We can get some cooler prizes from it. We've already got some quite exciting conversations for actual, legitimately awesome prizes next year for the league.
Yeah.
So keep that. Keep looking out for when it reopens again next season. In part two, obviously, we're going to go through your final tweets, emails, questions of the season. And in part three, it's Ash 17, Tom 17. It's my very last quiz of the season before I hand over the reins. And there's going to be a decider. It's going to be decided today. Is Tom going to lose twice in one season? Who knows? We're going to find out in part two and part three of the Gaffer Tapes. Hello and welcome back to the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with Tom, Ash and Craig. It's part two, the social segment. Obviously, we won't be giving you any advice because there's no game week to give you advice for, really. But, you know, what good was our advice anyway? But we will say at this point, we should say thank you. I think it's a good chance to say. This season, through the mediums of Twitter, social media, we've had some awesome people on the podcast.
We've had some brilliant people. Yeah, we don't have a lot of guests on the show, but thanks to the ones that we do have, or did have, rather, in the 2017-18 season. Obviously, Dominic Monaghan, he was on last week. Fantastic guest. We had Doc Brown on for 100th episode special.
Yeah, that was great.
Doc Brown, obviously, from, you know, all the stuff, Gervais stuff. He's in the movie. I literally watched that the other week.
It's really good.
On the Road, the David Brent film. Fantastic.
When we met him at Crystal Palace.
Yeah.
And I was like, I didn't really know who it was at the time. Mm. And I said, have you ever been in anything I've seen? And
did you say that to him?
I was like, I didn't know he was a famous person when I met him. I didn't recognise him, no.
Tom is mortified.
I literally walked into that box and I saw him straight away. And I was like, oh my God, this is going to be amazing. Then I just started talking about doing stand-up really loudly. Oh, yeah. One of the reps was going, so you guys, do you do anything else other than the podcast? I was like, yeah, I'll do stand-up. I just looked over my shoulder and then Doc Brown came over and went, you do stand-up, do you? I was like, yeah.
He said no professional, so I'm not a professional.
He went, should be with jokes like that. So Dominic Monaghan, Doc Brown, we had Luke Kempner, was fantastic. Everyone loved Luke. He had a lot of FPL knowledge and passion. And an excellent Wenger impression. And the fantastic Nicola McCarthy, who is a brilliant FPL player. And obviously works for Man City TV.
She'll be very happy.
Inside goss with all that lot. Yeah. So yeah, thanks very much. And also thanks to our Patreon guest hosts who filled in while Craig was in the jungle back in November, December last year. We had five of them. Should have been six, but it was five. Yeah, we had Stimmers, Adam Race, Jack Saunders, Big JD, Mentally Man of the Week, and Joe Bloom. And sorry to Dan Tiller, because we were supposed to have Dan Tiller on as number six.
Who's got the goosebumps? Yeah, exactly.
I got the norovirus and was sick out of my dick.
But that was, the Patreon guys came in and filled in when I was gone. Yeah. And you can become a patron too. Yeah, so head to patreon.com/thegaffertapes. There's just one tier. You get exclusive podcast content from us where we release non-football related but hilarious podcasts, and also the opportunity to possibly fill in when I'm away on one of my various jaunts around the world. But you can do that.
It's a good point. If you're missing us over the summer, subscribe to Patreon, you can keep listening.
We might do a little World Cup podcast. Not 100%, but we might do.
Anything we do will certainly be for the Patreons. They've got loads like I said. If you're missing podcasts and you want one for your summer commutes, there's quite a few stocked up there now. And also, I'm going to say it that way. It has to be done.
Yes.
Next week.
Say it.
Next week, I'm going to be releasing the Gaffer Tapes World Cup song. So there is a Gaffer Tapes World Cup song. It's going to be released on YouTube, but I am going to try and make it available on iTunes as well. So be nice and buy it there when we do it. Don't expect production value, but do expect a song.
No, it is incredible. And yeah, just keep an eye out. Just subscribe to our YouTube as well.
Yeah, it's really good. The best thing about it is Craig wrote it about 2 months ago. And imagine if you had some sort of audio way of listening to us each week, you could have heard it and you'd be really psyched now.
You can't play it on the podcast.
You can't. We're just teasing and we're tickling what? Them, aren't we?
Why would you?
Because I've got to make the video for it, mate. I've just got to get Peter Crouch to sit on Carol Vorderman. It's very tricky.
It's very difficult to get either of them. Their diaries are just
chock-a-block. I can't believe you've not even put a sample of it on it. People would go mental for it. It's so good.
But anyway,
it's really fucking good.
But it is very good. There's going to be a little YouTube video. We basically got the YouTube channel for parody songs and this alone, and that is it. So subscribe to the YouTube channel.
And there's a little bit of my stand-up on there as well, so go and check that out. Big time. Don't pay attention to anything.
I should clarify. Tom's stand-up doesn't happen in the middle of the World Cup song. That was confusing. No. That won't happen.
Please
do that. And obviously in the summer, nip onto iTunes, not only to get the World Cup song, but leave us a review on there, because we're going to be away a while. And next season, as always, we get tens of thousands of brand new listeners who don't know what we're about. So go on there and let them know what we're about. Do that.
And maybe, and if you write a really good review, we'll read it out in the podcast. How about that?
Yeah.
In an accent. In an offensive accent.
No.
We won't give you a prize if you give us a really good review.
Yeah.
I'm saying we won't, because I don't have loads and loads of football books that have been given to us by a company that are really good football books. And I won't put a photo of the football books up on Twitter. Because you definitely can't own them if you write a really good review for us. So cheers.
So don't bother.
But in the meantime, I know everyone's looking forward to part three, where it's Tom versus Ash 17-17 in the old quiz to see if Tom's going to lose twice. He's never won a quiz.
Never won a quiz in 4 years.
But we're going to get through some of your questions first, or comments, things about the season that we really want to answer. So we're going to start with Facebook, as we always do for the last time this season. It's the last one of the season. We got some questions on Facebook. We're going to whiz through things quickly. Tom, what we got?
Ed Chapman said, any FPL player tips for next season? I think Aubameyang.
Is this Newcastle guy, Rolando Aarons?
Yeah.
Yes,
gonna Rolando be big, Aarons.
Don't pick him.
I think Aubameyang, personally. I think that's a great shout. His minutes to goal ratio is some of the best in the Premier League. He's scored a ridiculous amount of goals since we signed him back in January.
He's going to be good. I'm interested by other people like Aubameyang who haven't signed that long, but once they've had a full pre-season, I don't know how he's going to go, but I'm interested to see Lucas Moura at Spurs. Like, let's see what he's like when he's in a team from the beginning. Like, is he going to have any impact for assists for the likes of Kane? I don't know. He's another one.
Obviously, Chelsea are going to do their thing where every other year they're good.
Yeah.
Someone else was saying that today. Yeah.
Yeah. So next year, the new manager, some of that, like Fabregas and Willian, will probably play every week.
Or whoever their striker is going to be, because they're signing someone.
But we did say previously, Craig did say, old Cessers Sessegnon at Fulham.
Well, he's going to be, and for those of you who only joined us through the season, at the beginning of the season, we do kind of have a look at the promoted championship sides and have a look at the players there. And I watch a bit of championship football. You can normally pick out a few. Everyone's going to be going about Ryan Sessegnon because everyone knows who he is. You know, there's hype about him everywhere. But there's some always hidden gems out there. Last season, for instance, everyone was banging on about Anthony Knockhart going, oh, it's got to be him, it's got to be him. Actually, there was value elsewhere. We talked about Lewis Dunk last season. He made it in a lot of people's Premier League Team of the Year. We will have a look for those. First up is Callum Patterson at Cardiff. He's one I think is going to be a great player next season in FPL. Yeah.
As well, how many people that play in the World Cup will get brought? There's always a lot of people
that
get purchased post World Cup.
Yeah, Karol Poborski. Yeah. Who's he going to?
We said about Poborski, scored one good goal in Euro 96, got signed by fucking United.
Yeah.
And he looked like a lesbian.
Milan Baros, he looks a bit like a lesbian too.
Fernando Torres looks like a lesbian. Robin Van Persie looks like a lesbian. Any more players?
I think you guys have a really specific idea.
Ellen DeGeneres?
No, she does, absolutely. Thomas Rosicki looks like KD Lang, who I believe is a lesbian. So
Mesut Ozil?
Mesut Ozil could be a lesbian. Yeah, Fisher's lesbian. So hope that answers your question, Ed Chapman. Luke Barlow, official Gafferazzi, love that guy. He said, what is the biggest lesson you will take into next season, both FPL related and non-FPL related? Thanks for another great year.
Well, that's not what he's put, is it?
That's not what he said, but it's clearly a typo.
Well, no, maybe.
Well, he actually said, what is the biggest lesson you will take into next season, both FPL related and FPL related?
So I think the biggest lesson...
I didn't want to embarrass the man.
Well, because I think it's two things. It's either you've learned a good lesson. The biggest lesson I've learned is to proofread.
Yeah.
Or he meant it and he's saying biggest lesson FPL, or just talk about FPL, you bunch of fuckers.
Yeah.
And so he's
both FPL related.
Exactly.
I think that mine was definitely, as I said, it was the free hit chip. I used it when obviously the best thing to do is use it on your blank game weeks or even your double game weeks. But I used it on, do you know what? I remember during the break, I used it on game week 6. City was smashing it. It was just when they, and whoever they played game week 6, they were playing someone who was really weak. And I was like, I haven't got any City players. I'm going to just load up and have all the really expensive. So I had like Aguero, De Bruyne, Sterling in. They didn't even do well. And I just spunked it. So that's what I've learned.
Mine is that avocados have a much higher fat content than you'd imagine.
Oh,
really?
That's probably one of mine.
Well, that's interesting because I eat a lot of avocados because I think it's good for me.
Yeah, no, quite fancy. And then actually my FPL one is genuinely the last two seasons I've gone for the Kane does score in August. It's just a myth. But now he's like going to play in a World Cup as well, I am not picking Harry Kane next August. I'm not.
Yeah, okay. You were big on that at the start of the season.
Well, because I just thought, because it's like a hoodoo, good players score goals, but it must be, it's not a hoodoo thing. It must be an actual physical thing. Mm. Like
It's probably just a fitness thing.
Exactly.
It's so hard to believe. Like, I can't imagine I would do that.
We were talking about this at the meetup.
It does work.
It's obviously because when he's been injured recently, hasn't he? Mm. Come back and hasn't scored that many goals. He's just started to. He's obviously just a fitness player. Like,
it's a slow. He's
doesn't
a slow,
even run around that much.
His match fitness must take longer to get to. Like so I'm not picking him. That's my FPL. I'm not picking Harry Kane next August. So I'm going to wait.
Lovely.
Mine.
Go on. Points.
Transfer it, thing.
Yeah, man.
I took one double points.
One. All.
And you know who that was to bring in?
Yeah.
Perez.
Not Robert Perez.
Perez, did you?
I was so confident that, I took a point to bring in someone who doesn't play.
Bring in someone who retired years ago.
No, so I brought in Perez.
Ultimately, the one you did do was...
Exactly. But I waited, and it was only because the double game week.
I must say, like, I've probably only took 6 all season.
That's Ash's lesson. Wait until it's special.
Wait until
it's special, and you're still thinking that, aren't you, sort of?
Yeah.
Your virginity and stuff.
Yeah, exactly. One day. So also, I did this different strategy where I wildcarded about 2 weeks before the big double game week.
Yeah.
So that I had all the good players going in and then a blank week, which lots of other people had saved people for. I did what you said. Yeah. Used my
free hit.
Fuck around chip. And got 100 and something like 130 points.
Yeah. What, on your fuck around free hit?
Yeah, exactly.
A blank. Unbelievable. Yeah. There you go. Listen to him. Do you know what? We can say that. I like the fact that we can actually say that we have a genuine FPL expert as, you know,
proof one of our... is in the something.
In the tits.
The proof is in the pudding. Yes.
Proof is in the pudding.
That's good.
Write that down. The proof is in. I'm writing it down. The proof is in. is in the podding. Lovely stuff. We've got a title.
We got another Facebook from James Edrupt, who says Tesco's or Sainsbury's.
Interesting. First things first, I've got a problem with this. Tesco's plural, that's not a thing, it's Tesco.
It's classic.
The company's called
Tesco. The company's called
Tesco. You can really tell the class of a man by if he adds an S to the supermarket or not. It's not Asda's, Tesco. It's Asda.
What would you do if you saw two Tesco shops next to each other?
They're Tesco's. Well, firstly, I'd say that's terrible planning and awful business management. You're in competition with yourself.
A couple of Tesco's?
Yeah.
Would you say Tesco's then?
Yeah, of course, because it's plural. Sainsbury's is fine because it's called Sainsbury's. It's Sainsbury apostrophe S. It belongs to Mr. Sainsbury. Asda, singular. Asda. There's not an S on the end of it.
Waitrose.
Yeah, you wouldn't go, I'm going to Waitrose's, because people who can afford Waitrose don't speak like that. They've got proper grammar.
Marks? What about Marks and Spencer's?
It's called Marks and Spencer. What's it called?
Marks and Spencer.
Well, then it's Marks and Spencer.
People say Marks and Spencer's.
Well, people are stupid. People say Tesco's. Answer is, I'm going to Tesco because I'm about money saving, but Sainsbury's is nearer.
Sainsbury's is nicer. Yeah. But Tesco's ain't bad, is it? Tesco's is like your bog standard, isn't it?
Tesco isn't bad, you're right.
Every man.
But it's kind of, I'm not made of money. Can't be, you know, Sainsbury's all the time. I'm a yellow sticker fiend, mate.
Oh, mate, I love that.
Really?
I find those yellow.
Hopefully, I'm going to
there's a fish pie downstairs for £1.99, down from £7.
No way to talk about your girlfriend. I apologise for saying it, but I couldn't let it go. So sorry. But yeah, I like Tesco's.
Tesco!
We were talking about, I can't remember if it's in the Patreon or this before, about supermarkets. Would either of you ever go
That's
into
a big teaser for anyone thinking, should I get
the Patreon? They do cover supermarkets.
Yeah.
Would either of you ever go into an Asda?
Yeah, we do shop at Asda.
What do you mean? Of course.
I do shop at Asda.
Fuck off, do you?
I do. Asda in Seattle.
I mean, because it's like really good and everybody should go
there.
Hang on,
I'm not racist against Asda people.
Firstly, I shop at Lidl.
Lidl's better than Asda.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
It is. Asda's better than...
What do you mean it's not? Of course it is.
Right, on our website tomorrow, thegaffertapes.com, I'm going to come up with some kind of supermarket ranking system.
This might explain why I have such shit supermarket sweeper.
Also,
bottom,
I'm not snobby about.
Just above.
Personally, I'm not Lidl. Snobby about where anyone buys their food in terms of, you know, if you can afford whatever you can afford.
No. I'm not talking about. No. Wait a minute. I'm not saying like if you go to
this,
Asda.
There's a class divide.
Yeah. No, I'm not saying if you go to Asda, you're some sort of crazy. I have heavily implied it, but I'm genuinely
it.
But I'm genuinely not saying that.
Yeah.
I'm saying like because I think Lidl is better. I don't know the price of anything. Mm. Right. So, bear in mind, we
you really don't know the price of anything, that's true.
I don't know the price, so I don't know which is better.
Yeah.
All I know is I've been to Lidl and walked around,
yeah.
And I've been to Asda once, and it was the fucking worst experience of my life.
That's fair enough.
Lidl isn't the nicest place in the world, but, you know...
Lidl's the kind of place as well, like, Lidl's the classic, you don't know what you need until you see it in that middle aisle. It's magical. Who
isn't
knows
that
what
where
you
they
need?
Does all the mad German stuff?
Yeah, imagine.
Lidl's way better.
Well, maybe it's cooler, you know, but it doesn't necessarily...
Doesn't feed. Cool won't feed a family.
Cool won't feed
it's
a family.
Probably, Lidl is probably worse for if you want to buy actual real stuff. It does just seem like it's full
of brands.
Honestly, you can get your
brands.
Your classic bits.
Yeah.
But honestly, the Lidl...
I'm coming from an FBI expert.
The Lidl knockoffs of like Monster Munch are spot on. All of those stuff, brilliant.
Yeah.
They're very good.
I like Lidl, what are they called? Crave. Kellogg's Crave.
Yeah.
In Lidl, they're called Nougat Pillows.
Yes.
Lovely.
They are fucking
lovely.
That's what I went in there for.
Do you know what?
Nougat Pillows?
Yeah. Yes.
Do you know what else they're
called?
For Lidl.
I'm going to write that down. Nougat Pillows.
Yeah. They're knockoff ice creams. They're fake Magnums, fake Twisters. They're all brilliant.
Yeah.
Lidl.
Exactly. See, I can get behind it. It's not a price thing.
So in a classic Gaffer Tapes moment, we literally got asked a question of three words, Tesco or Sainsbury's, and we answered Lidl.
Lidl.
We got two options.
And we answered Lidl.
Plus, it's like one of those things that my favourite thing is someone asks you a question and then you've got a definitive answer.
Yeah.
Oh, what is it, Tesco or Sainsbury's? Which do you prefer? The answer's Lidl. I prefer Sainsbury's. Well, you're wrong.
Probably thought, how can I get them to just stay and answer my fucking question for once in their lives? And here we are. Yeah. But that rounds up Facebook for the season. That was lovely.
That does indeed. And so for the last time for the 2017-18 season, it's time for everyone's favourite. Tweets for my tweet.
My tweets. Fuck, it doesn't work. The song doesn't work. Let's do it again. Wait, what is it?
Should I key it up? Well, let me.
What's it supposed to be?
I don't know. I've got to key up the jingle. Wait, okay. And just press.
I got it.
Tweets for my tweet.
Who's tweeting? That's
it. Rating's not
That's
bad.
It. Fucking hell, 4 years.
I asked people highs and lows of their FPL season. Stevie Sunshine, who's top 10, he said he won 4 cash leagues and he's a no-click wanker in the Gaffer League. He's better than a no-click wanker, mate. You're a top 10.
Big season. 10, big season, that.
Yeah, you were top 10 saying. Padful, our mate Pad, long, long, long time listener. He said he finished on the same overall points as me, Big T-Dog, the people's champ, but one place behind me. Hashtag outraged.
I'm not saying anything here,
yeah,
but I thought Padful was really good.
I thought Pad was good. Exactly. He gives out FPL advice on Twitter.
Yeah, I mean, so do you, and the next biggest best football podcast. Yeah. But
when they tweet us, they see verified Twitter account. Thousands and thousands and thousands of followers. I just think they don't know who's tweeting. I tell them it's you.
Hey, I usually pick
Welbeck, mate. Always captain Welbeck.
At least once a month, I dish out NFL advice to fellas who ask. So,
that's always good. Who's the best linebacker to get this week? I'm thinking Chad Gable. He's great. He's great.
Famously Nathan Lane apparently plays NFL.
I wish I thought of this earlier in the podcast. So big shout out to Oscar P, who won our Togga
draw.
Yes,
on the
he
final.
Did.
So actually, we should have advertised this previously. We had the live meetup, and it was, but there was two. There was one in New York as well.
Oh, there was, because
Oscar P and Chuck, as people were there, and there's an amazing. He put me onto an amazing soccer inverted whatever speech marks inverted commas soccer bar in New York, run by this Irish guy called Legends, the Football Factory.
Yeah,
it is one of the best places to watch football in the world. It's really good.
New York.
Yeah, it's so good. If you're ever there. And like he had us there for the game. It was amazing. And then it went head to head. And Oscar won it. Congrats.
Lovely. Yeah, congrats to Oscar. Yeah, but he's like, well, we knew going in there. He was one of the best people, like genuinely like top 10 in the world at Togga.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah.
There you go. And he won the league.
Come on.
Good stuff. FPL Problems tweeted us and said, he just said biggest FPL problems.
Lidl, mate.
Lidl.
Probably Lidl.
Yeah. Always Lidl. Mine was triple captaining Harry Kane on New Year's Day.
Yeah.
It was being drunk and leaving it on sun and then waking up the next day and going, no, that was stupid, and taking it off sun and putting it on Kane, when if I'd have kept it on sun, I would have got an extra 20 points. Might have been a lot closer between me and that guy there.
You broke up a bit there, but all I heard was that you were getting drunk with your son, and that doesn't seem appropriate.
No, but, you know, we're bored, weren't we?
I didn't find this season that I had hardly any injuries, because I was doing the not taking points. But maybe only twice during the season did I have an injured player. I had Monreal on the bench for ages that I couldn't transfer out.
Yeah,
then when he came in, got 20 points or something.
Yeah.
There's people that could take points hits. Did you find you had many injuries?
I didn't have loads. My biggest problem was I was lumbered with two shite keepers for quite a long time, and I just couldn't prioritise getting them out. So I missed out on like some good Fabianski type points. That probably could have got me an extra 25 points during the season, I reckon. 30 points.
I must say, I had Fabianski all season until the very, very end.
What do you think did cost you guys?
Beginning of season, I started terribly. Like right up,
You were like well in for Kane, weren't you?
By October, I was already adrift of everyone. So yeah, it was a very, very bad August for me.
I was flying until my wild card, and I put in players that I didn't think were going to get rotated. Rudiger, Phil Jones, I kept him in. He was fit, and then he played, and I was like, yeah, brilliant. And then just didn't fucking play. I had too many players. Mahrez flopped it for me. Took a punt on Jordan Ayew.
Last season, I just every week got one, two injury, like red injuries. Would swap them out, and then it'd be two more.
Yeah,
so it was quite a good season for that. Seems to be less injuries this year.
I don't know what it was. Final Twitter question. FPL Jack D. He is our newest Patreon. The lad, FPL Jack D. He said, World Cup predictions, how will England do? Very quickly, boys, what do you reckon? If you could sum it up.
Disappointing.
Do we genuinely have more of a chance than we ever have?
No.
No, we've won it.
That's a shame.
Yeah.
No, I know, but in sort of recent times, in the last, I don't know, 4 World Cups.
No, we have a very exciting options as a front line. We've got some good front line options. Yeah. Our midfield is appalling. Just to give an idea, today, Germany revealed that Emre Can, Mario Götze and André Schürrle weren't in their squad. Like that. That's three players who would waltz into our lineup.
It says
everything. Our midfield's not good enough. They're dropping those three, and we're debating whether we could take Jake Livermore or Jonjo Shelvey. So like, it's a problem.
But I was seeing on Twitter today, people saying, Shelby, he's one of the most informed. He has to go. You're stupid if you say he's not.
I think Shelby will go. And I think it's like, what's clearly happening is there's a couple of, Joe Hart's been confirmed as not going.
That's correct. So's Wilshere as
and,
well.
And Wilshere. And I think what's happening is Southgate's telling them, because he's having the class to contact the people that have been members of his squad to tell them they're not going. And that's obviously now leaking. But by not taking Wilshere, I think that's the Shelby window in, because Shelby's in good form. And I just think if you play Jamie Vardy, I've said, I know this is quite boring chat, but if you play Jamie Vardy, Jonjo Shelby's play is the perfect player for Jamie Vardy. The diagonal balls he plays. England always bring on Jamie Vardy, which is mentally should be starting anyway. But if you're going to bring on Jamie Vardy, and then what we do is we give it to his feet or we knock it to his head. And it's like he wants balls in behind it. He can sprint and piss defenders off. And Henderson doesn't play that ball for some reason. Shelby is the one of the best at that ball in the league. And Jamie Vardy has made Danny Drinkwater and Mark Albrighton look like world beaters for two seasons in a row. And he could make Jonjo Shelby look like a very good player. But that's my thought. But
that's, I love that.
Yeah, it's good. That's lovely. Yeah, totally right.
England genius,
FPL Alf Ramsey or something.
Yeah, but it's the same thing they do every year. Like, we should know already who's playing.
Yeah,
like, maybe
true.
Not the fringe players, but you should know what the lineup.
You've got,
yeah,
you've got the, you've
yeah,
got
you're
the bulk,
right.
You know,
but we don't know who the midfield is.
The players don't know, do they? They can't visualise it. Like Harry Kane doesn't even know.
Kane, Vardy, Sterling. All day long.
No,
you think so?
I don't think they know that. I'm telling you now, Jamie Vardy doesn't start.
Yeah.
Lingard or Welbeck starts.
Oh,
fuck Lingard.
Lingard's a good player. I'll take Lingard. He's very productive. He does very well for England. Oh. But
always
Ash is,
fuck Welbeck.
Ash is right. They should know 10 of the 11. They should know who that's going to be. And
you
we
see,
don't.
I don't. No, it's stupid.
Yeah, you're
no
right.
I really want them to do well. It'd be really exciting. There'd be such a buzz if they did anything.
Yeah, or even
I'd love it.
I'd be over the moon if we managed to find our way to a quarter final. Oh, that'd be great.
Like, give it a go. We could make that semi final. Like, it's not out of the realms of possibility.
I just hope we try and play attacking football and don't be scared to lose, because we're going to lose anyway. So don't be scared to do it. Just go and fucking play. Yeah. But anyway, there you go.
Craig, do you want to read an email? We've got an email from a new emailer.
I'll do a quick email from Gary Ted Bundy. Yeah. Worst day of my life, subject. So all season long, I've been leading my mini leagues. In one, I lost the whole thing by a single point. In another, I had to share the prize. I put my faith in Kane, Salah and Sterling and Jesus. That's common sense, right? Unfortunately, I had to trade Vardy to get Salah in. Took a 4-point hit. Ouch. Oh. If I had slept in on Sunday and forgotten to make the changes, I would have fucking cleaned up. If my auntie had balls, she'd be my uncle. And Ashley fucking Young, another guy who's going to somehow make an England squad and shouldn't. He got subbed on 59 minutes and he got yellow carded. If he had behaved and if Jose didn't hate me, then I'd have been free and clear. I hate this fucking game. When does it start again? Next season, I'll be running a team based on a single sub per week and another team based on as many subs as I want. Let's see which method works best. Top work from you fellas, though. Ted Bundy.
What a lunatic. He's like, listened to us all year.
Has he listened?
And then he's gone
he's listened for a while.
Oh, cool. I think what they've said is take a 4-point hit.
Mm.
The whole reason I did the fucking don't take 4 points hits is because on the last game of the week last year, Craig beat me by 3 points after I did it.
Yeah, well, I was, that's always a big thing. Well, you know, Bundes, do it. Do a team. Everyone's going to do a secret sausage. You do your second team. Don't tell official FPL about it because it's illegal.
FPL grass.
FPL informant. But yeah, you want to just do a team where you don't take any hits all season and just stick your captain on Salah if he's still in the Premier League with Liverpool. Well, that's what I'm going to do in my secret sausage. Absolutely. Just stick the fucking armband on him every single game. 38 game weeks.
I've got... sorry. I don't know if I brought this up last week.
Mm.
Or not. I was checking to see like the ranks and how well other people have done.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. How much... what do you think is the highest value of any team in the league?
Oh,
blimey. Like, it's not mental, so it's not like...
Oh, okay. I'd say only 106.
Oh, I wasn't even going to say that high.
104?
115.2. No!
Yeah. But the guy, so there's obviously a competition between a few people to see how high they can get their transfer value.
That's the wrong competition, lads.
Yeah. So they're taking, on average, I'd say the average throughout the season is 7 transfers a week.
Yeah.
He's done to get to 15.
Wow.
Oh, so his points are shit, but his money's ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah. It's quite interesting.
What an idiot. Yeah.
That is silly.
But
then if you could carry it over, mate. Oh.
Yeah.
You're laughing, wouldn't he? Just before we go, boys, we have overrun, but we're just going to do one little question in a little section that we have a very good jingle for.
is that right? Any other business, it's all right. Any other business, Gaffer Tapes. Any other business, working on the park. Come on.
Come on! Jingle all the way from the US and A. Con Artiste. Long-time follower, good lad.
He was at the Gaffer
Tapes. He was at the meetup, the drink up, lovely stuff. He pointed us to something on Twitter it was doing the rounds on Twitter. They've got an artificial, what's AI stand for again?
Artificial intelligence
that picks fantasy football teams, and it picked a fantasy football team that actually got more points this season than me and Craig.
No,
yeah, it. I don't know how it did it. Didn't read the article. Boring, innit, reading. But he he brought that to our attention. Yeah, it's from BBC Technology on Twitter. Yeah, can AI pick the perfect fantasy football team? And I just wanted to say, guys, can it?
Doesn't sound like it did.
Well, no, but yeah, it was pretty good. It beat a lot of people.
Oh, really?
And I think it's going to be something that they can hone and make better.
I guess you can get bots in this. It's the money ball tactic of fantasy football. It's a bit weird, isn't it?
Mm. Yeah, but how it would work out, the money and stuff.
Would it be fun? Yeah. No, probably not. FPL Westworld.
Would it be... No, yeah, it's a little bit. I don't know. Interesting. I thought we were going to talk about it for a while, and maybe we make comparisons with our iRobot or something like that.
We got caught up on Tesco and Sainsbury's.
We did a lot of. We were quite little heavy in that. But by little, never a good name for the podcast.
Well, I was hoping you'd ask me what would happen if you had two littles next to each other, and then I was going to sing that to you, but you went with
Tesco.
You're
going to sing little by little.
Yeah.
Oh,
I am. So I work for an AI company.
Yeah, I was going to say I work for Lidl. I've been lying about...
I don't know if I went in and pitched the idea of pivoting to picking fantasy football teams, they'd be up for it.
No, especially not now. It's been on BBC Technology.
You pitch to them tomorrow? Can you walk in and just go, sex robots? Just see what happens. I know they're on it and that, but like, I mean like really good ones.
We spent quite a lot of time talking about AI sex robots today at work.
Did you?
Yeah.
Get me a meeting.
Actually, we spent quite a lot of time listening to...
we spent a lot of time just with our dicks in toasters going, imagine if this was the tits.
The other day we were so...
love it if that was your job. Dishing a toaster. Imagine if it said tits. Sex robot.
So another awesome podcast is My Dad Wrote a Porno.
Yeah.
So I guess, well, you both listen to.
I have just started listening to it, though I think I'm going to drop out now.
Because they know I'm into sort of podcasting. Yeah. They said, what are other good podcasts? Mm. And I said, have you ever listened to My Dad Wrote a Porno?
Yeah.
And they were like, what is that? I will put it on. And I was like, oh, guys, I don't... Like, it's obviously not safe for work.
Yeah.
And they were like, no, put it on. And it was like, everybody was fucking laughing their asses off.
They were loving
it. It was quite cringy as well.
I was just going to say, the thing I didn't like about that is there's too much interjecting and too much, like, waffling on.
Yeah, people are like, Tesco's is better.
Yeah, and then I thought that's the pot calling the toaster a slut, isn't it? Yeah.
That's like the pot calling Sue.
Alice Levine's the best part of it, but you want to hear more from her. She's great.
She's nice, and I Googled her as well.
She's doing great on Taskmaster this year. She's on the series. She's very good on it. But yeah, that's kind of the end of the social segment for 2017, 2018.
Oh, that's a shame, isn't it?
But
enjoy that.
We'll be back next year with all your questions, and you can store them up over the summer and ask us some on Twitter as we go along. We'll still be on Twitter during the World Cup and stuff.
Oh yeah.
And you can tweet us at the Gaffer Tape. So do that over the course of the season. For the pre-season next season, obviously, we get this questions start really serious. There ain't no supermarket chat when it comes around to July and August 2018, I'll tell you that. And we've got FPL expert Ash Kernsworth to tell you about it. But coming up right after this break, which to you is only like 30 seconds, we're going to have the conclusion of Tom versus Ash, the quiz for 2017-2018. It's 17 all. There will be a winner. There will be blood. It's all coming up in part 3 of the Gaffer Tapes. Hello and welcome back to part 3 of the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast, our final podcast of the season. They said it couldn't happen. They said the quiz couldn't go down to the very last episode organically without being engineered. And yet here we are, genuinely.
17-0.
It's crazy.
Do you know what? We had someone, I won't embarrass him by calling him out.
Yeah,
messaged me. It was my mum. She messaged me. No, she said, is it actually 17-0 or did you fix that? We genuinely didn't.
We didn't.
No, the only thing would be if we lost count, but yeah. I don't think we did. But either
way,
I think
if you went to the last sort of 20 minutes of every pod and actually kept count, we probably got it a little bit wrong.
Yeah, but not definitely not.
Who cares?
And the last few
friends, aren't we?
And also, one of the seven people who listen all the way to the end would tell us if we got it wrong at some point.
There's one thing for fucking sure. Neither of us would let it.
30%.
Neither of us would purposely let it get this far.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Anyone who thinks that we faked it doesn't know how little we like losing the quiz.
Yeah. And the last few years, it's been like one with about three episodes
to go. I've lost every... I've never won. Can I say, and this is part of building up this final thing, but I've never won a quiz ever.
No.
I'm just saying, I'm so glad I trashed you guys so bad.
So I could say, if I did win, I probably won't. There's too much pressure. I can already feel my bum hole loosening.
It'd be good if you do. It'll give you something. It'll be like...
I'll be putting in my Twitter bio, mate. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, exactly. Whereas if I'd finished third...
Yeah.
And was about to lose the quiz, I'd probably kill myself.
I'm a bit worried about Tom's bumhole loosening because I did see him with Ash's kettle in the break between parts two and three. So God only knows what he's doing. His own AI. I've never lost a quiz. Should say that. Never lost a quiz.
Neither of you have.
I've
beaten Ash.
Last time. Yeah.
All right, wait till next year when the fucking quizzer is back in town.
Yeah.
I can't believe that's been fucking...
Three years.
Well, I've made it pretty much. So here we go into the final quiz. Someone's going to win it. Winner takes all for this quiz. And I don't need to make it, you know, where you fake the drama by saying that some points are worth overall points. It's this. The winner of the quiz gets the point and wins. There's going to be 10 questions of sorts.
Okay.
Each representing a month of the year of the football season. We're working our way through the football calendar from August through to May.
Yes.
Got it. Okay. And each question increases with how many points it's worth. So August will be worth 1 point, September will be worth 2 points, October will be worth 3 points, and so on and so forth.
Each question is to do with the month, sorry.
Exactly. And that way, obviously, so that even if you're well behind, May is going to be worth 10 points. Very exciting, right?
Goodness. Oh my goodness. Sorry, the reason I wasn't listening is because I was just getting the old jingle keyed up.
Right, there you go.
I pointed to Tom and went, jingle. And he held up his pad of paper and went, yes. Good one.
You didn't miss much explanation. It's 10 questions, one representing each month of the year, each one worth 1 point more increasingly. So it's all still to play for.
I love that.
The whole way through. And chance of you both to get points. I'll explain each question individually as it's a bit of a big fat quiz of the season. And that's going to be the quiz for the last time of the season. Please hit the quiz jingle.
Fade out.
So we're going to start.
Fade to black. Yeah.
With
let's do it.
Question one, which represents August. Oh. And this is worth 1 point. Now, it's the same question for you both. So you're going to need to be able to scribble down answers. Okay.
Right, I've just opened Google.
I'm on it.
Google Predict.
Yeah. Putting into Google. Type in Google into Google. August, 1 point. Nice and simple. On the opening game week of the season, reigning champions Chelsea went down 3-2 to Burnley. But which two Chelsea players were sent off? Multiple choice. Was it A, Cahill and Fabregas? Was it B, Cahill and Kante? Or was it C, Kante and Fabregas?
Ooh.
So they lost 3-2 to Burnley. It was a bad start of a bad season for Chelsea, and they went down to 9 men quite dramatically. Was it A, Cahill and Fabregas? B, Cahill and Kante? Or C, Kante and Fabregas? So 1 point on offer.
I've got an answer.
Can you just repeat? Just the first one again?
Cahill and Fabregas. Always the same. Cahill and Fabregas. Cahill and Kante. Kante and Fabregas.
Okay.
God, I do remember this.
Okay, so we both got answers.
Yep.
Indeed, yes.
Okay, let's go with Tom first.
Cahill and Fab.
Ash, what did you say?
I just wrote down whatever Tom says.
Yeah, exactly.
Option A.
Yeah. Option A, he wrote.
Option A, nice and easy. That's a point to both of you. It was indeed
yes.
Gary Cahill and Cesc Fabregas got sent off.
So Cesc Fabregas.
Before I realised that we had multiple choice, I started to write down Alonso.
Oh, that's good. Jeez.
I thought N'Golo Kante might be a good red herring because obviously
nice.
He likes a card.
If it wasn't for the fact famously never got carded?
I just remember
true.
It.
He was at Leicester. Yeah.
Right, September. This question is worth 2 points. This one's just a straight Q&A.
Is someone keeping score?
I am, it's 1-1. So for 2 points, both writing down the answers. Which player picked up Player of the Month in September with 6 goals in 4 games? Straight Q&A. Choice. No multiple choice for this one. Which player picked up Player of the Month in September with 6 goals in 4 games? I should point out that's the Premier League Player of the Month, not a fantasy football-based one. Okay.
Yeah, I've
do we both have an answer?
Yes, sir.
Well, yeah, I'm highly unsure of mine. Though.
Yeah.
It's kind of is multiple choice in that you know it's going to be one of two or three. Yeah. Ash, who have you gone for?
I know he started badly. I thought Kane came back. So I thought it was Kane.
Ah, I said Salah.
And Tom went for Salah. I can tell you that one of you is right. So one of you is on 3 points. The other one is still on 1 point. And Ash, you're right. He has a bad August, but he scored 6 goals in 4 games in September, which makes it 3-1 to Ash going into October.
God damn his face.
What's that? Beep, beep. October, it's time to play a quick round of Supermarket Sweeper.
Oh, yes, please.
Okay.
Oh, Jesus
so
fucking Christ.
This refers to a incident that happened in the football in Canada in October, a Premier League incident. So, Dale, over to you. It's already October and my results give me fear. I've just lost my job. Yours sincerely, blank, blank. I'll do it again, obviously. It's already October and my results give me fear. I've just lost my job. Yours sincerely, blank, blank. So this is worth 3 points, remember. So I'm guessing you can tell roughly what I'm asking you. You just got to work out what those blanks are, who that is. Oh, there's some serious thinking faces going on here.
Oh, my God, there's so much riding on this.
There is so much riding on this. Okay, so we need to hurry you both to write down an answer. Tom is struggling. I can't see if Ash has got his answer. No. Right, boys, I need you to have an answer for me in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, right?
I've written down a comedy answer because I couldn't think of it.
Okay, Tom, what is your answer?
Jokinir, because it rhymes with fear.
Yeah, it's not as bad as you think. And Ash?
Sam Allardyce.
It is not Sam Allardyce. So it's already October and my results give me fear. I've just lost my job. Yours sincerely, Craig Shakespeare.
Oh.
I knew it was the Leicester guy. I just couldn't think who it was.
Not joking here,
but that was good. It remains 3-1 to Ash. I know, I just
can
know
I get half a point for getting it just for rhyming it?
You can, absolutely not. I know Ash will be happy to have come through the Supermarket Sweeper round unscathed and still in the lead. Yeah. I know that. So, November, there are 4 points on offer. But for this one, you get a point for each one you get right. So, maximum 4 points on offer, but you could get 1, 2, 3, or 4. It'll make sense in a second. So England played Germany in November, and all I need to know for a point each is who was in England's starting lineup and who wasn't when I give you the names. So I'm going to give you a name, and all I need you to write down is in or out. Did they feature in that England starting lineup against Germany, or did they not? So first up, Joe Hart. Did Joe Hart start in the lineup against Germany in November? So all I need is an in or an out. Like your belly button. Okay, so you should both have an in or an out.
Oh, God.
Okay, Ash, what have you gone
starting
for?
Starting lineup.
Starting lineup. Ash?
I've gone in.
Oh, I said in.
Have you both said in?
Yeah.
I think it's out, though, isn't it?
You're both wrong. It's out.
Yeah.
You did not start that game, I'm afraid.
I thought people might have still been feeling sorry for him.
Yeah.
That's that. Okay, so in or out for the second point is Gaffer Tapes' own Tammy Abraham. I think everyone knows he was in the squad, but did Tammy Abraham start that game against Germany? Not so I need an in or an out. Okay, you got it, answer?
Got an answer?
Yeah.
And Tom?
I went out.
Ash? I went out as well. I had in, but then when you said he was in the squad, I changed my mind.
You're both wrong, he was in, he started that game. He was a starter for England that game.
God damn it.
Okay, so it's still 3-1 to Ash. Third player, Ruben Loftus-Cheek. Was he in or was he out? So did Crystal Palace midfielder Ruben Loftus-Cheek start that game against Germany or did he not? Okay, Tom.
I said in.
Ash?
I said Danny Ings.
You said in as well. He did start that game, yeah. So it's 4-2.
I do remember.
Yeah.
And the last one for the fourth point on offer is Phil Jones. Did he start that game or did he not? Is he in or is he out? Is he in there like Swimmer or is he out like a trout?
Very nice.
Okay.
Trout's another name for a salmon, I believe.
What?
Is a trout another name for a salmon?
No, they're different fish.
Ooh. Don't know.
You're old. Ash? I thought it was the same thing.
I put that he was outrageous.
I said he was in.
Fuck.
Someone's getting a point.
I was just trying to go the same as Tom.
Someone's getting a point, and Phil Jones was in.
No! It's 4-3. Yes!
I thought I'd be...
I just get 1 point for that.
You just get one for that. I thought I'd be sneaky because three of them were in and one was out. So it's 4-3 now going into December. And December, we're back to this just being worth 5 points for one question.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
So for 5 points, December, I need to know who you think was the Premier League bottom three. Who occupied the relegation spaces on Boxing Day in 2017? Famously, if you're at the bottom there, you normally get relegated. So who were the bottom three? You need all three for the 5 points because the stakes are big here.
All three?
Yeah, you need all three for the 5 points. So it might be unlikely, but I've got to make some of these hard. There's big points on offer here. If you're playing along at home, let us know how you're getting on. Tweet in live through the quiz. That'd be good to know. Just to keep me company, if anything. So you need your bottom three. You need all three to get them right.
Okay, I've gone a little bit.
Okay, have we both got a three?
Out on my tits. Yeah, can you ask Ash to go first for once, please?
I alternate, selfish. You might notice. I actually alternate who I ask first each time.
Bitter much.
But yeah, it's I asked Ash last time because I asked Ash for Phil Jones.
Not a problem then.
Okay, Tom.
I said West Brom, Palace and Watford.
Okay, and Ash, who did you go for?
Well, it's definitely not Watford, is
no,
it?
No,
because they started mega well.
Yeah, no, but that's not starting. That's only...
You're thinking of Motherwell.
Motherwell.
Yeah. Oh, no, well, it's going to be a nightmare now. I still don't know the actual answer, but I've gone Southampton, West Brom, Palace.
Oh, okay. Well, even after the horrendous start, Palace had actually climbed out by then. It was West Brom, you were right. Swansea, who also went down.
I nearly said Swansea.
And Bournemouth were in the bottom three at that point. So no points. It still remains 4-3 to Ash going into January. Exciting times. So January. You're both going to play an old classic game of one of the quizzes I used to do quite a lot of higher or lower.
Oh, lovely. We like that.
You're both going to be doing the same one, but you need to complete the chain to get the full 6 points. So we'll keep playing until you're both out. If you both get it, you both get the 6 points. And obviously it's based January, around the January transfer window. So I've got five players. There's four highers or lowers that you're going to need to get. So in January, Theo Walcott signed for Everton for a reported £20 million.
Yeah.
So I need to know, was Ross Barkley's transfer fee higher or lower than Theo Walcott's? He obviously went to Chelsea. Was Barkley higher or lower than the £20 million that Everton paid for Theo Walcott? So you both just need to write higher or lower?
Mm-hmm.
Have you both got an answer?
I've got it, babe.
Fuck.
You'll notice I tried to keep the options to mainly two or three so that you guys would speed along through the quiz.
Yeah.
Good thing is that next year there won't be the pauses because Ash will be doing the quizzes, but the quizzes last 1 week, an entire week. By the time you finish, we're
Ash,
back.
Ash must have a higher or lower now.
Come on, Ash.
So, I like eggheads where they give you an explanation for no fucking reason. That he cost 25 million. But I had him, but somebody at the Gaffertapes meetup was talking about how cheap it was. And it was under 20 million. It was a specific topic of conversation. So against my better judgment, I've gone lower.
Okay.
Or higher.
Well, one of you is obviously out. One of you will continue to play to try and win the 6 points. And Ash, you will be continuing to play to try and win the 6 points.
How much
was it? It was 15 million. So just shows you, go to the Gafferazzi drinks, you learn shit. So it's 4-3 to Ash, and if he can complete this chain, it will become 10-3 to Ash. So Barkley costs £15 million, Ash. I need to know whether Cenk Tosun was higher or lower than that £15 million. The Everton signing striker, Tosun, was he higher or lower?
Can I help Ash?
I don't know how much help you'll be.
Can I attempt to influence him at all? Can I shout stuff? Can I throw things?
Are you actually going to help?
He was definitely high. It was so expensive.
Why would you be trying to help Ash, or is it a mind game thing?
Exactly. Good judge.
Again, I remember Tosin being 12 million, but I'm going to go higher because it's Everton.
It was higher. It was 27 million.
I thought it was lower. That's I was double bluffing.
Such a fuck.
I was double titting you.
So 27 million. You've got two to get Ash to win the 6 points. Lucas Moura, Spurs signing, talks about him earlier in the podcast that he could be a big prospect next season. Was he higher or lower than 27 million?
Cheap as
tits. Higher, isn't he?
Cheap as tits.
Probably. Higher.
Ash is saying higher. I can say that Lucas Moura was 25 million. He does not get the 6 points.
Oh, for fuck's
sake. That's why I said cheap as tits.
And after that, I was going to say Olivier Giroud, higher or lower than the 25 million. And he was, of course, lower, 18 million. Okay. So, February.
That was a waste of time, wasn't it?
February, seven points on offer.
Yeah.
Again, I'll explain this one a little bit. Here we go. In February, Sean Costa was named our manager of the month. Well done, Sean.
Who?
But what score did he get? in that month. Oh, the closest to the points total will get 1 point, but if either or both of you get within 5 points, you'll get the full 7 points on offer.
So for a month's worth of points...
A month's worth of points. He was our manager of the month. The closest out of the two of you will get 1 point, but if either of you get within 5 points of that total, you'll get 7 points. And if you both do it, you both get the 7 points.
I thought you meant Premier League manager of the month. I was like, what the fuck are you talking about?
No, Sean Costa was our fantasy football manager, Gaffer Tape's manager of the month. So yeah. How many fantasy points did he get in that month? Closest gets a point. Get within five, you'll get a full 7 points.
I've got a guess, mate. Can I get a point just for being like a good pupil and just being punctual and stuff? No?
Nah, probably not. Not a 4-3, mate. Because if this gets to a tiebreaker, I'll be so pissed off because I deliberately designed it. Deliberately bloody designed it, mate. And Ash must have done his workings by now.
Ash.
I can't. Oh, my God. I've narrowed it down to the nearest 100.
That doesn't seem like a thing.
I do think this every week. Like, we've been in talks with radio stations. Imagine if this was on the radio.
Oh, it'd be awful.
Just like genuinely 15 seconds of silence. Just while we're going.
Right. We must have.
So, like, two of the three of us have been on national broadcast radio.
Oh, that is true. You two have been on TalkSport.
Yeah.
Okay, I got it. Go for it then, Ash. What have you gone for?
289.
Oh, 260. Fucking fuck.
What do you mean? How do you know? Presumably, if you thought that was right, you'd have written that.
No, because I put 249.
I wanted to write 260, but I didn't know the number, so I wrote 200.
Because I put 249.
I didn't have enough pen.
I ran out of pen.
One of you's written what? 289, and one of you written?
I wrote 260.
Okay, so I can say the actual score. Neither of you get the full seven, but the actual score was 239 for manager month. So it's a point for Tom.
Yes. So it's 1 point.
Yeah, because you weren't listening. Closest gets a point. If either or both of you get within five, you get the full seven. So
I had 249 written down. That's so close.
Astonishingly, going into March, it's 4-all, which worries me.
That's good. I'm excited.
I'm not.
Imagine if this went on forever. It never ended.
So March, it's a special March topical edition of Boring Pundit, more like YouTube fun shit.
My personal favourite.
So this is a comment from a YouTube video from March talking about something that happened in the footballing calendar in March. Well, what a fucking shit show we've become. Sell your best players again and expect a curly-haired Welsh twat to save your season. So that's the talking point. What a fucking shit show we've become. Sell your best players again and expect a curly-haired Welsh twat to save your season.
And what's the topic?
What's happening? What's going on? What's the vibe? Okay, so you should both. It's going to be Tom going first on this one, remember, because Ash went first on the last one.
I don't know how much information you want. I've just written a couple of words, hoping it'll be enough.
Yeah.
Being that we're close friends.
Okay, so have you both got answers?
Yep.
Yeah.
I've written words.
Okay, what words have you written?
I've written two words. I've written Mark Hughes.
Oh, fuck.
Ash, what have you written?
West Brom.
It's Mark Hughes getting the job at Southampton. Yeah, that is the comment on Mark Hughes being appointed and the press conference of his appointment of that. So that is 8 points to Tom.
Oh! Okay.
You know what? I wrote Southampton again, thinking the same thing. And then I was like, I know what we're doing. It's West Brom, isn't it? Yeah, what are we doing?
Well, this now gets tense. So, April, 9 points on offer. April's quiz is called Episode Names. So, two episodes we covered in April. One of them, we talked about the possibility of picking Danny Ings. And the other one, we talked about the rising form of Chris Wood. But what did we talk, though? What did we call those two episodes? And you need both answers for the 9 points.
Tom wrote the fucking... came up with the names.
When you do the gaffer admin, mate, you know, pays off in the end.
Oh, I mean, it's normally a collective thing coming up with them.
Oh, that's true.
Okay, so you need both of them to get it. And I'm going to have to be very strict on the wording.
If it doesn't match the iTunes title.
Well, that's it, mate.
You shouldn't count.
Them both.
Agreed.
Because I don't think it will.
Totally agree. They have to match that completely.
Pen's failing.
Tom's looking at... He looks like a 1920s journalist.
Yeah. I do have a little flip pad.
You do. It's a very small one. You do look like you're trying someone with press credentials at the big fight.
Yeah. This minor. What happened? Did you know the guy?
So
another character that I'm going to bring into next season.
Oh God,
Reporter
God forbid.
Man, he's called.
It's a good name.
Yeah, I'm done, mate. I'm done.
So Ash, you go first this time.
I've got neither of them.
He's got neither.
But I'm backing that technically you're not going to be correct with either.
I know what you're claiming, Ash, and you're going to try and fool. But I know what you're doing. But
am I wrong?
He wants.
Are you not including that?
I no, we're not including. You're trying to include hashtags and stuff. That's what you're trying to include. So the names.
Oh,
the name.
Wow, that's what you asked for.
If Ash hasn't got them and Tom gets them, then this would win it.
Oh, you've got it. Well, he wrote
them. I'm going to say Ings can only get better and a handful of wood.
They're correct.
Oh. Yes.
Well played.
I win my first ever quiz. This is a big moment, guys. That's like I need to.
I feel like out of interest, I just want to ask you May's question.
Oh, please do.
Got him.
Are you willing to gamble it all, Tom, with Ash? All or nothing? No, double or nothing?
Oh, a million years. The jubilation I felt then is the first thing I've ever won. Well, it's not the first thing I ever won.
I was going to ask you with May, bearing in mind it's a weird little half month, who were the four, when you sort players by form on the Fantasy Football website, who are the goalkeeper, defender, midfielder and forward topping the form tables for May?
Oh, don't know. Don't care. I'm not going to answer it in case he goes, oh, no, you said it was double
you
or quits.
You can answer, you've won. Well done.
I don't know. Aubameyang.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, Aubameyang would have been right.
Oh, hello. Ryan?
No.
In goal?
Oh, don't just name your friends.
Had a decent week.
Ryan from down the road. Yeah,
Steve the pirate. I don't know, mate. I don't know.
Well, it would have been surprisingly. It would have been Hennessy, PVA glue, Wilf Zahar, and Aubameyang.
And Aubameyang.
So there you go.
Thanks, guys.
Tom
I'm really
is the champion.
I won my first ever quiz.
We all ended up on a high.
We did. Craig beat me. You beat several million people. And I've won a quiz for the first time ever in 4 years. And that will end up on our Wikipedia page.
Isn't it pretty astonishing how good I am at fantasy football and how shit I am at quizzes?
Well, you're back next year.
You're the quiz wizard next year.
It's the quiz wizard.
I think I'm good at writing quizzes. I'm terrible at answering.
It's the return of the quiz wizard. But it was Tom's demeanour changed quick sharp, didn't it? It was...
Talking of sharp, mate, it's only time... As we end this season, as we always do, I'm very excited. And all I can say is we've had lots of people waiting for it.
Literally.
It's time for my...
Dozens.
I mean, literally, you know, seven people waiting for... It's obviously my Lee Sharp anecdote. Can I say at this point, you know, me and Ash have had a couple of drinks. Please, Ash, don't interject. And if you do, don't do it just before the crux, the punchline.
Although your Lee Sharp anecdote is way less
to be fair, mine's quicker and it's real, it's authentic. So, ladies and gentlemen, for anyone who isn't familiar, I'm just gonna set the scene. It becomes more theatrical every year, doesn't it? The year is 1997. It was a cold and blowy day in the north of England. A young Tom Holmes, central midfield general for the new Windsor Ospreys. he was an 11-year-old boy. He had a dream in his heart and he had a bit of weight in his tits. He was chubby, but he had a lot of poise and vision. I played for the new Windsor Ospreys and we were sponsored by Packard Bell. Quite a good sponsor for such an amateur children's team. We used to wear the Leeds kit. I've told you this five times, Ash!
We were sponsored by Packard Bell.
We had the Leeds kits. Our training kit. Everything.
Okay.
Training kit.
Right.
Home and away kits. We had... like the jackets, we had water bottles.
Okay.
Everything. It was all Leeds. And we used to tell teams that we used to play that we were the Leeds youth team. Like when we used to do little tours in Butlins. And then they'd be like, fucking hell, these boys, the Leeds youth team when we used to go to Butlins. And then they used
Why
to like trounce us like 12-0. They're like, fucking hell, we're good.
Why was it Leeds?
Because they sponsored Leeds at the time. Packard Bell sponsored Leeds, so we just got the Leeds kits.
Oh, so
home,
you were,
away, everything.
I thought it was that Leeds. Like someone there liked Leeds, so it's just you happened to have
Packard
Bell.
Somehow,
you were literally sponsored by Packard Bell.
We were sponsored by actual Packard
Bell.
I
will say, Ash, you are butchering this anecdote.
He is, yes.
I added some flavour to it.
It's actually really good.
This shouldn't be the anecdote shouldn't be about the time that I beat Sue Baker in a penalty shootout.
Yeah.
It should be, there's a kid who was in a sponsored team.
I've got photos of me in my Packard Bell.
I said I wasn't going to interrupt.
We got tickets to Ellen Road. We went up on a coach and we were in the Packard Bell box and it was Leeds versus Chelsea. We were there in the box. The bus driver drove us up there, went up in a big coach. We had pizza and chips. It was lovely. And at half time, the door opens. Hello, who pops his little head in? It's only Lee Sharp. Lee Sharp, who at the time in 97 was playing for Leeds. He just signed for him from United. Lee was in there. He was a great guy. Don't know if he joined in on the pizza and chips. Probably not. He's a professional. So at half time, they did this thing. I don't think they do it anymore. Probably not. Do you remember the days? They put a big board in front of the goal and it had a couple of little cut out circles in it.
Can I just ask, were they shooting into the Packard Bell end?
Do you know what? We took penalties actually before the game. We dressed up in our kit and we went out and they announced us and we took penalties and I just hit mine straight at the goalkeeper in front of several hundred thousand people. It was awful.
Several hundred thousand?
Yeah, it was, well, I was small, wasn't I? It was more. It was more. I was small. Yeah. So they put the big board in front of the goal. There's a couple of holes in there. And the idea was that they pick people, they go up, they take a penalty. And if they get it through the hole, they win a ball. No, they don't. They win a car. Sorry. I apologize. I'm feeling the pressure. I hadn't prepped for it. I completely forgot.
Yeah.
They don't win a ball.
Not much.
It would ruin everything if they just won a ball. They didn't win a ball. If they kick the ball through the hole, they won a car.
I cannot emphasize that enough.
They didn't win a ball. So they won a car. They won an actual car. So we're up there. We're there with Lee. He's had his pizza and chips. Don't know if he has. We're looking down at the pitch and they're calling up people. And who do they call up? The coach driver who drove us down there. They call him up. He's there to take a penalty. Unbelievable. We say, hey, it's our coach driver, Lee. He drove us down here. And just as he steps up to take the penalty, I look at Lee Sharp and I say, I hope that he doesn't get that ball in there and win a car. Otherwise, we're all walking home. And Lee Sharp pissed himself.
Every year it gets me.
It's never taken that long to say it. It's never taken that long.
38 weeks for that.
Mm. Two questions.
No. Some questions.
What? Yeah. Have you spent all year thinking, he fucking interrupted me last year? When I said it this year, I'm going to tell him not to. Did I interrupt you last year?
No, but it's the sort of thing you do, and it's like my biggest moment all year. So I was just worried that you would. But you didn't, which was nice.
Okay, I tried not to. And the other thing is,
if
you had said, I will give you £1 million.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, literally, if you said, I'll give you £1 million right now, if you can tell me what happened to the Lee Sharp addict, I still would have never got anywhere near that.
Like, if I said to you, I'll give you £1 million to log into our Twitter, I reckon you wouldn't know what was going on.
My favourite bit is where you said that the winner got a ball. I have to be said.
Yeah, I know. I thought I'd lost the anecdote at that point.
I looked forward to you delivering the punchline when a ball was on offer.
Imagine if we hadn't. If he gets that in, then he's won a ball, Lee.
If he gets that in, we'll be walking home. He's really good at keep up, so he'll be doing it for a long time. Lee, you don't know that he's really good at keep up.
Somewhere Lee Sharp's telling his version of the anecdote going, yeah, we used to do this competition where you won a ball and this weird kid said this thing about walking home. None of it really makes sense.
Yeah, actually. He was quite chubby, but he had a lot about him. He was a midfield general, I could tell that.
Ate all the pizza before I got on it.
I was absolutely fucking starving and he ate all the pizza.
Well, listen, if you want to hear that anecdote again, then you could listen to it again, or you could wait till game week 38 of the 2018-19 season to hear it.
And it'll probably be slightly different.
When can I tell my version of it?
It started off as Ian Dowie, but it just morphed.
When you're the quiz wizard, Ash, anything goes. That third part's yours, really.
Mate. You've got free reign next year.
Nice. Do you know what I mean? But we should... Yeah. That is the end of the season. It's been tremendous. We should just say thank you genuinely to anyone, firstly, who's got to the end of this absolute monster of a podcast, which has lasted longer than a football match. Also just for throughout the season, whether it's been interacting on Twitter, whether it's been obviously especially to our Patreon subscribers who will name check, I'm sure. But to anyone who's just got in touch, joined the league, had a bloody laugh... We've appreciated very much.
Yeah, thanks for listening, because that's one thing. Everything's been up and down, you know, as it does, but our listenership has grown and grown and grown. So you're all listening and you're all lovely. So thanks very much.
That's a nice little...
Everything's been up and down.
That's a nice slogan.
I just mean in general, just in my life.
That sounds like an episode of Frasier. You're all listening and you're all lovely. I'm Frasier Crane. I'm Dr. Frasier Crane. That's good. I like that. That would have worked. The Fraser crane. But yeah, so in the off season, please do follow us at the Gaffer Tapes. We'll still be on Twitter during the World Cup and pre-season. We definitely can talk to you there before we come back.
Like I say, we might do a little World Cup podcast, but yeah, get us on Patreon, join, subscribe, and you'll get loads of free little podcasts. Like these guys.
Yeah, thanks to everybody who turned up for the live show, which was awesome.
Oh,
this year?
Yeah.
Which was amazing. Thanks to everybody who turned up for the live meetup. We've had a few this year. They've all been awesome. Thank you to the, there's not many, but the Reddit people who are about. Thank you very much. It's been a really good season. And a special double thank you to everybody on Patreon who are James, Frederick, Chris, Ash, Mahesh, Robert, Raphael, Luke, Chuck, Heath, James, Sabs, Jason, Carmen, Drew, Lucas, Ian, Oscar, who won our draft league. Thanks for everybody that played in the draft league. That was really good. The live draft one was amazing.
Yes, really good. Yeah. Do that again.
Dan, Martin, Dan Tiller. He's got his podcast. Look it up on Twitter. Dan Tiller. Guillermo, Tom, Jack, John, Johnny, Susan, Adam, Sam, Stuart, Jan, Elliot, Jack. Should not read and drink.
Never read a drink. That's the main thing.
Yeah. But get us on YouTube. I wondered how many live you were going to say. And I thought it was going to turn into, and thank you very much for Tom for organising the Gaffer Tapes live dog fight that we've got coming up in July.
I didn't realise till I started saying how many things we've done.
We've done loads of stuff.
I've got a bit emotional about all
this. I know, because I fucking do it all. I've got the bloody receptionist.
And like we say, do keep an eye on our YouTube. We do have a World Cup song coming out in the next week. All very exciting. And share the shit out of that on Twitter when it comes. But it's been a great season. Thank you so much for getting involved this season. We already can't wait to do it all over again for game week one of the 2018-19 season. I'm sure we'll see you there. But for now, for this season, we should all say bye together with this bit. I'll say thank you and then we can all say goodbye together. You ready?
Okay. I've never done it before in 4 years.
It'll be good. Wow. So that's what we've got time for this season. But thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye. Oh, I ruined it. Oh. What a fuck up.